Time for conversation number two now, and yes, I call him a friend, and yes, he's in business, and now he's going to talk on the radio. Mike Messenger from Lincoln County Cycles. Mike, I'm thinking Lincoln County Cub Cadet could be parenthetical. Oh, you turn up the silver button right there. There you go. Now you can hear what I'm saying. I was saying all kinds of nice things, yeah, so I thought thanks. I kind of heard a little bit of it. But Lincoln County Cycles is the name of the business I like to want to put into people's mind. When you think of the C in Lincoln County Cycles, think of Cub Cadet 2.
Yes, and, you know, it's something new. About 8 years ago, we decided, always been an entrepreneur. And the bike business is what we started, and we'll never forget that. That's why we are where we are. But, you know, it's plateauing. Our clientele is getting older, so we had to look outside. And we had an opportunity, a business in town, and we had an opportunity to take on Cub Cadet, which is very well known. And we did it, and it's been quite successful, and it's a good balance between the business.
Hmm. Let's go back to the beginning, Lincoln County Cycles. You're going to be, 20 years old here this summer.
Isn't that amazing?
20 years ago, if I remember correctly, there was a lot of motorcycle shows. Orange County Cycles was very, very popular. So I'm just curious. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but how much of what you are started to build at Lincoln County Cycles had to do with some inspiration that may have come from somewhere else? Did that have anything to do with it, or was this just totally separate?
Well, no, it did. I mean, not as much. I always been affiliated with Harley because if you go back, I got to thank my wife for this. I came out, I was going to be Lincoln County Choppers.
Okay.
And she's like, no, you want to be Cycles, because if we do Choppers, you're into that one market.
It's kind of pigeonholed.
Very true.
Yeah.
And if you look today, how many of those are around?
Not many.
If any.
If any, right.
Yeah. So it was a very good move, and that's why we went to Lincoln County Cycles. So, yeah, it had a part of it, but not a big part of it.
But have you ever had new bikes in there? It's always been the used bikes, consignment bikes, because I see motorcycles in your shop every time I'm out there.
Yeah, we sell consignment.
Okay.
They're all used bikes. We are not an OEM dealer. And that was the other nice part about Cub Cadet. We became OEM, which is all new product.
Right, right. I bought my Cub Cadet from you. I've never had a Cub Cadet product in my life. And the reason that made me buy that, if you remember correctly, I was out there at the shop. We were looking around at the different models of the zero turns. I wanted another zero turn. I had one. I wasn't completely satisfied with it because I got an arm situation that it didn't. The handlebars didn't adjust the way I needed them to be adjusted. Cub Cadet adjusted right where I want them, and it's very comfortable. I took a couple of laps around the lawn part over there at Lincoln County Cycles, and I thought, yep, this is going to be my next machine. I love my Cub Cadet, Mike. I really, really do. Last year was fantastic, and the finished result was better than I've ever had with any riding mower I've ever owned. The finished cutting result from my Cub Cadet was the best I've ever had, and I'm a lawn guy. People know that.
And, you know, what you described there goes to the next subject. We're hosting demo days.
Yep.
We were at the Home Sport and Travel Show. It was great. We loved it. But it seemed like we were sending more people to the shop. So we got together as a group, and we talked about, you know, customer satisfaction is number one for us. And
yep.
You're a great example. You came in. It took us about an hour to figure out, because you were not going to a zero turn. And I'm like, well, we could adjust. And you were like, really? So when we were talking about that, people come in, we strive to get them on the unit that they're going to feel comfortable, be happy with, cost, everything. So demo days, what a better opportunity. Everything we have in at the shop tomorrow, you're going to have the opportunity to go drive it on the hills and do it. So, yeah, that's...
The hills, that's the other thing that got me, because I've got some hilly terrain, and I want something that was going to be able to handle it. It handles the hills really, really well, and the cut stays even, too, which is something that I was really surprised at.
Yeah, and now they have the new steering wheels you returned. That was last year, but it's really heavily pushed. You can go up to a 20-degree angle, and it stays straight.
Huh. Cub Cadet, what's some background on Cub Cadet? They've been doing business in this country for an awful long time, so you must feel very good about offering that brand.
Yeah, 1961 is when they came out. We did a lot of research before we did it. I didn't know what I wanted to take on. We had opportunities with Toro, a lot of other ones, and they're all good. But Cub Cadet really stood out. When you did any research, they were always in the top two.
Okay.
And in fact, my rep is not happy with us because I don't even push the... extended warranties. We don't need to.
Okay. You just don't see them coming back to the shop often.
Yeah, we'll have a throttle cable break, you know, something like that, or service parts. No, we're not seeing warranty issues at all. So, and I tell my rep, why do I need to sell it?
Here's what I like most about my Cub Cadet, the oversized tires. That is a big deal. If you haven't had them, you don't know what you're missing. So that's the other thing. They're tough as heck.
Yes.
These things are solid as a rock, and they're super comfortable. The adjustable arm bars make it all very, very good on your arms, but it's also comfortable to sit in. It feels like I'm sitting up higher than I was on my old zero turn, and I like that feeling better.
Yeah, I believe you are. I'm trying to think, because you traded your other one in and we got rid of it, but Cub does sit higher, and their seats are fantastic.
Yeah, they're very comfortable, very comfortable. So you can go out and drive a Cub Cadet. Let's talk about models. How many models you got in stock right now at Lincoln County Cyclists
Cub? I got at least one of every of the residential models
okay.
in stock.
So how do you choose what's right for a person that comes in and says, Mike, educate me. I'm not sure which one's going to be the best for my particular situation. How's that go?
The first question we ask, how much grass? Because
okay.
that's going to determine the size of your deck. Next question, how many trees? That's going to determine a lawn tractor versus steering wheel, zero turn versus lap bar, because the steering wheel has an 18-inch radius. And because if you go with a zero turn over a tractor, you're going to cut your mowing time at least a third out of it because of the speed and the not backing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what we do. We try to come in and understand what you have before we even talk about a mower.
How many guys come in looking at mowers? Well, I'm not just saying guys, but men and women. How many men and women come in and say, Mike, I really love mowing my lawn, and I want a machine that really reflects that? Do you hear that much at all, or you're hearing, you know what, I hate this chore, I need something as easy as possible?
No, we hear I love to mow, and then the other thing is, everything we read sounds like we love Cub Cadet, or they already have a Cub Cadet mm-hmm. for 20 years, and they want to replace it.
I bet you get a lot of referral business from people that say, yeah, heck yeah, I love my Cub Cadet.
We get more referrals because of our service. They can't believe how we turn things in 1 to 2 days. Most places they call, they say 2 to 3 weeks. And we're like, we can't do that as long as we have parts. Because obviously if their lawnmower or their snowblower broke down, it's when we have snow or when they're cutting grass. Mm-hmm. They can't wait that time. So I think we get more referrals from our service side.
Okay. Well, either way, it's a good thing.
It is.
It's a very good thing. Let's talk about preseason. If we've already got our Cub Cadets and we're getting ready to ride. I forgot to take the battery. I usually take the battery out of my mowers every year. I forgot to take it out this year for whatever reason, and all of a sudden it hit me the other day, and I thought, maybe I'm going to give this thing a try and see if it fired right up.
Yeah.
Fired right up. So I've been keeping it fired up to make sure it keeps on going. But for people that need a preseason tune-up, check-up, blade sharpening, all that, what does Lincoln County Cycles do for that kind of thing?
Yeah, get them in, or we'll call them, we'll pick them up. We get them in. We got different packages we do. It depends what you want, all the way down to washing your unit.
Okay.
Or you can come in and say, you know what, I just need it serviced, change the oil, the filter, make sure it's good, sharp blades, and go. And we'll do that, and that's just time and material.
And the other thing I was impressed with your business, Mike, on the service end of things, you delivered that machine right out to my place, I don't remember having any extra charges or anything like that. You treat your customers great, and I think that's why you have so many people come back.
Well, outside of occasionally with the leader, and obviously a lot with JJQ, because we've got history back with Greg 20 years, our advertising is our customers, and I get angry, and I shouldn't, with employees. Customer satisfaction, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, that's a great way to go about business. I always say the best business people are just going to try to have smiles on their customers' faces no matter what it takes.
Yep.
Mike Messenger from Lincoln County Cycles, Lincoln County Cub Cadet 2. Demo day tomorrow, and thank goodness it's going to be dry tomorrow. So it's tomorrow only.
Yes, tomorrow only, okay. 9 to 3.
Okay, so if you want to get on the machine and ride, you can. So what are some of the offers if somebody comes out, they like what they see? How are you going to dress up the deals a little bit?
Okay, we're going to be offering 100 to 400 off selected models that we have in stock. And that's a Cub Cadet sale they're running for the month.
Okay.
So depending what you want, if it falls in there, you're going to get up to $400 off. If you come in and you need just a bagger for it, we're going to give you 10% off any bagger you're going to purchase tomorrow.
Okay.
Any tractor purchases tomorrow, you're going to get a free mulch kit.
Those come in handy in the spring and fall.
They are. Yeah. And we sell a lot of mulch kits. We got a lot in stock, but you'll get a free mulch kit with whatever you buy. And the other thing is, if you buy tomorrow, come in and buy it, you don't have to take it until you're ready for it. because of the weather.
Yeah.
And then when we deliver it is the day we register it, that's when your warranty starts on that day.
Back up a little bit to the mulch kits. Is that something that you have to do when the machine is new? Do you buy a machine with a mulch kit there, or is that an aftermarket thing we can add if we need it?
It's not aftermarket. It's Cub Cadet, but it's you can add it afterwards. It's just nothing more than blades. Some of them a deck shroud, and others just a cover.
That was something else that I'm thinking. You just jogged my memory. That was one of the things that I asked you about right away. Cub Cadet blades. You do something different with your Cub Cadet blades.
Yes. Outside of the quick detach, we have other suppliers. We have one name brand supplier, Stens. Much heavier blade. We'll swap those out and get them on, because then you're not changing blades.
Right.
And we really only do that if you know, we're learning our customer. Do you have a lot of sand? Do you have a lot of tree roots? Yeah. Then we make sure to upgrade for that.
Yeah. And it'll last a lot longer and give you a better cut for a lot longer time.
Yes.
As far as turnaround time, if somebody knows they're sold on a Cub Cadet, but they don't see what they're looking for exactly at Lincoln County Cycles, how can you help those folks?
We work with other dealers themselves in the area.
Okay.
We'll make a phone call. If I don't have what they need and they're looking for it right now, we'll call that other dealer and say, hey, we've got a customer here. Do you have it? Yes. Okay, this is their name. They're coming up. We're sending them up, and you can go there and get the purchase rate from them.
So we're not talking about waiting weeks or months? Because I know with me it was an issue where I knew I wasn't going to use this old mower. I wanted to trade it in on a new one, but I needed to have that happen fast because I didn't want my lawn to get out of hand. So if somebody else is in that same situation, no worries.
And I think you had your tractor within, 3 days?
Yeah. It was if even that. I think it may have only been a couple of days, but didn't miss a beat on my lawn mowing schedule. Mike Messenger, Lincoln County Cycles, Lincoln County Cub Cadet. Also, demo day tomorrow, 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Back to ATVs, UTVs, and cycles. Service on those, that's still an everyday part of the business at your place, right?
Yeah, and I want to make that point. We're talking a lot about Cub Cadet, but tomorrow is Cub Cadet demo days.
Right.
We don't want you to forget, we service UTVs, ATVs of all makes and models. Bring them in, quick turnaround those. And then again, don't forget, 20 years ago we started with bikes and nothing else. That's our primary business, and we're still there for you. We do storage, we do tires, we do daily service, or we do major work. So just remember us and keep us in mind for that. We're there Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and every Saturday, 9 to noon.
Okay. I gotta ask you, Mike, how much longer you think you're going to be doing this? I'm in this business for 20 years now, and I know you got family, and you'd probably like to spend some time with them. How much longer you got this? How many more years you got at Lincoln County Cycles?
I'm hoping a few more.
Yeah.
We do have the business. We have it up for sale,
mm-hmm.
and we'd love to talk to people. But the important part is we're still there. We're not closing.
Yeah.
And even if somebody does want to buy it, we're offering, I'm going to stay on 3 to 4 years with them.
They're stuck with you for a while.
Because I want them to know that we got a great business, a striving business, and we want them to succeed like we have for 20 years. So, I don't know. I'm hoping another few years, but okay. I do want to get some time out of there.
Absolutely. And you've been around here. You've been in this community a lot longer than the business has been in place, too. And so you've got deep roots here.
Yeah, I've been here about 30 years now.
Yeah, and so it really, doing business with local folks one-to-one on a local level is the best way to do it. I don't understand how so many people buy some of this stuff online, Mike. I just don't get that way of thinking at all. I can understand convenience sometimes, but when you're just dealing with a computer screen instead of real human beings, you usually regret going with the computerized route as opposed to dealing with a real human being in a local business, because we know you know us, and bottom line is we all want to get together and be happy together in our community. So I don't know why people do that, Mike.
I know, and it's tough. If anybody that's been in our business, you'll see we stock a lot of parts. Services are key, because I know people, if they come in and say, do you have this belt or do you have this blade? No, I don't. Well, go ahead and order it for it. You order it, it comes in the next day, you call them. No, I got one offline.
Yeah.
It was here today. That struggles me. It's no different than going to our box stores in a self-checkout. I don't work there, you know, and that's taking jobs from our people.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
you do it the right way, Mike. I guess that's what I'm really... I've had nothing but good experiences. I bought my motorcycle from you. I bought my Cub Cadet from you. I had 100% satisfaction with Lincoln County Cycles over all these years, Mike. And I can't tell you, you don't get that everywhere, but I know I get it from you. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate JJQ. And I also want to do this. Make sure to get out there and see the Home Sport and Travel Show. We've been there in the past. It's an awesome show. But we're also asking, we're going to have signs up, stop in and see us in demo days. The bridge is out. You can still get on and off 51.
Right.
So come see us, and I think you'll be happy when you can just come up, talk to us, and we're going to hand you the keys and go for a ride.
Yeah, and it's you're going to have fun riding those Cub Cadets. Tomorrow's demo days at Lincoln County Cycles here in Tomahawk, 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock. Mike, I hope that we're packed at the show. We're going to send folks out by you, too, and I hope you have a great day. Demo days, this may become an annual event.
If that's what we're hoping for, because I don't know of any other lawn places that I've ever seen demo days. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll start a trend.
Get on and take a ride. If you haven't been on your mower yet, you can get on one and ride it at Lincoln County Cycles. Demo day tomorrow, 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock. Mike, I hope it's a packed house there, and thanks for coming and seeing us today.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you guys, too.